Hello, and welcome to the Wave Oven Recipes podcast with your host, Darnell, giving you the latest when it comes to cooking gadgets and fun in the kitchen. This is episode number 7, deals for countertop cookers and news about the Ninja Foodi digital air fry oven. All about deals for getting quality cookers at a low price and news about the coming air fry oven from Ninja. Now, first I want to mention, you can always support me by buying through the Amazon shop, amazon.com/shop/waveovenrecipes. When it comes to deals for quality cookers, there are always plenty there. You get them at the same price that you always get your Amazon purchases from, and it helps to support my efforts in giving you information about cooking gadgets and fun in the kitchen. And these are deals that you'll be able to get most anytime, not just the time of this podcast. So you'll be able to use this podcast information anytime you need deals, because these are basically evergreen deals that I'm telling you about in this podcast. And aside from the Amazon shop that I have at amazon.com/shop/waveovenrecipes, another great place to get deals are warehouse clubs. For example, Costco has the Ninja Foodi 6.5 quart for just $189.99, which is basically $190. That's a pretty good deal. They have the Cuisinart Air Fry Toaster Oven for $159.99, $160. They have the New Wave Brio 10-quart Digital Air Fry Oven for just $99.99, just $100 for the New Wave Brio 10-quart Air Fryer Oven. Sometimes, if they have a special deal going on, I've seen it go as low as $70, but the regular price of just $100 is a great deal for the New Wave Brio 10-quart air fry oven. The New Wave Oven Pro Plus with the extender ring is on sale at Costco for just $89.99. That's $90 for a New Wave Oven Pro Plus with the extender ring kit. The lowest price for any type of countertop cooker I've seen at Costco is the Gourmilla 5-quart digital air fry oven on sale for just $59.99. That's $60 for the Gourmilla 5-quart digital air fry oven. Sam's Club also has some great deals. They have the Power Air Fryer Oven 360, which is basically the same as, in my opinion, the same as the Emeril Lagasse Power Air Fryer 360. It's on sale for $159.98, or basically $160. And that's shipped. The shipping, if you get it shipped, it's basically $160. If you buy it in the store, in the Sam's Club store, you can save $10. It's only $149.98 in the store, basically $150 in the store. So if you can get to a local Sam's Club and go in, you can get that Power Air Fryer Oven 360 for just about $150. They also have the Power Smokeless Grill, same price online and in store, is $99.98, $100 for the Power Smokeless Grill. They also have the Ninja Foodi 6.5 quart for $189.98, which is basically $190, but one penny less than Costco in actual price. So if you have either Costco or Sam's Club membership, you can get the Ninja Foodi at either one for a great price. Also, Sam's Club has the New Wave Pick Gold Precision Induction Cooktop with the 10.5-inch fry pan for just $74.98. That's just about $75 for the New Wave Pick Gold. They have some other Pick cooktops as well that are higher in price. I will mention, when it comes to the New Wave Pick double cooker, you have to remember with that double cooker, it splits the wattage. So if you get a New Wave Pick with the double burner, you can only use so much wattage towards each burner if you're using both at the same time. But the lowest price I found at Sam's Club is a Copper Chef 2-quart power air fryer, and it's for $39.98, basically $40 for the Copper Chef 2-quart power air fryer. Now, keep in mind, that's just 2 quarts, so not a lot of room, but if you're doing some very small air frying, you want a good deal, there it is. Also, Kohl's has some good deals, but there's a trick to getting the best deals with Kohl's. You want to sign up for Kohl's emails. You want to sign up for Kohl's house mail flyers, and their prices always look high in the store or on the website. The initial prices always look high. You have to get the deals at Kohl's by using the discount codes they send you. You may even be able to stack on deals or stack on codes to purchase via their website. So basically, if you go on their website and you simulate a purchase, you can see if you can stack on some of those codes, maybe stack them on and get a greater deal. I've been able to do that sometimes. So check out their website and you can see what you'll be able to combine. Also, they have a thing called Kohl's Cash. Depending on how much you buy, they may give you what they call Kohl's Cash, which is money they allow you to use in store for future purchases. So you basically can use the coupon codes to save on your current purchase, then use Kohl's Cash when you come back to buy something else. Basically, once you get into this Kohl's system of making a purchase, getting Kohl's Cash, and getting more coupon codes, getting more coupon codes to use with your future Kohl's Cash, you start saving a lot of money in the long run shopping at Kohl's, but you have to basically get into that system. If you just walk into a Kohl's, you see those high prices, you might be turned off. But if you start shopping there using the discount codes, you start building up your Kohl's Cash and then stacking that on top of your discount codes, you start saving a lot of money shopping at Kohl's. Also, be sure to sign up for slickdeals.net newsletter. They always have some good newsletters, some good deals on things. So sign up for the slickdeals.net newsletter. Also, when buying online, always check retailmenot.com for coupon codes for the site that you're shopping at. That'll help you save. And again, another reminder, you can always support me by going to the Amazon shop, amazon.com/shop/waveonrecipes. I have lots of great suggested cookers there, and there are great prices there. Now, I want to move on to discussion about a new cooker from the folks at Ninja. They have a new Ninja digital air fry oven. This seems to complement their Ninja Foodie Tender Crisp pressure cooker. It doesn't seem to be tall enough to put a roast or something in. It seems like they want to keep you using their Ninja Foodie Tender Crisp pressure cooker if you want to cook your roast and such. But this seems to be aligned more for cooking your pizza, cooking single sheet things that you want to air fry or cook up quick. And I've done a overview video on my YouTube channel over at waveovenrecipes.com. You can get there. But this new digital air fry oven from Ninja, it has a unique design where you can cook with it and then you can flip it upwards to save space on your counter. Like, you can have it down on your counter cooking, then when you're done, flip it up and it'll, you know, take less room on your counter. And then you can open the bottom to easily clean the bottom of it and get inside and clean it. So it's pretty interesting. Its temperature ranges are 250 degrees to 450 degrees. So there's no dehydration capability, but it appears, like I mentioned, to be for pizzas, and it's 13 inches basically for cooking space. It's like about as big as the New Wave Bravo as far as length and width, just slimmer in height. So like, you can get turkey, well, you can get like a small chicken, or not a small chicken, you can get larger chickens in a New Wave Bravo, but you doesn't like you can get a chicken inside of the Ninja Foodie air fry oven. So like I said, just seems to be for pizzas and 13 inch size, like flat pan cooks, because they have like a 13 inch pan that they give you to cook with, and they give you an air fry basket, they give you a rack. So basically, it's good for those flat cooks, not for your big chicken and such. The price they're asking for is $229.99, basically $230. It's not yet available. It's basically, you can go to Ninja's site, you can put in your email address, they'll tell you once it's ready if you're interested in buying it. But that's the price that they're suggesting that it's going to be, is $230 or $229.99. I personally am not necessarily feeling that I'm going to get it because of the limit on its height. Like, I can't put roast and chickens in there from the looks of it. Also, feature-wise, since it doesn't do like dehydration, it's also limited in that regard. And it seems like, I'll say, with the New Wave Brio 14 quart, I'm finding the more that I cook with it, I am able to, at times, depending on what I'm cooking, use all three racks, and I'm able to cook a whole lot of food when I do that. I will have future videos coming up where I show, you know, using more of the space, so you'll get to see that. I want to take a moment to give a special shout out and thank you to Patreon supporters. There have been Patreon supporters who have been basically continuing to support my efforts, and it's been a big help. I definitely thank you for your continued support and wanted to give you all a shout out and thank you here on the podcast for your continued support of my efforts. Now I just wanted to close by saying that you can always find great written recipes at superwaveovenrecipes.com. Again, the YouTube channel, you can always reach by just going to waveovenrecipes.com. For those who are interested in supporting me on Patreon, just go to patreon.com/waveovenrecipes. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at waveovenrecipes. And please favorite this on your favorite podcasting service. Please be sure to subscribe. I put these podcasts out as the Lord wills every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And I wish you and all of yours good eating.